Hey, LBC family and friends, thank you for watching this evening, our evening service here on April 5th. I hope that you've had a great Sunday afternoon. I hope that you're able to join with us this morning for our morning service and sermon, our specials that were exciting, recorded by some of the members of our church. And you'll see a few more songs after this sermon in just a couple minutes. And I hope that you were encouraged by those things. I hope you were encouraged this morning if you were able to watch on YouTube or Facebook. We had our church fellowship this morning, and in that on Facebook and YouTube, you can comment and interact back and forth. And I think this morning, in the little bit of time that we spent together, there was 300 some comments underneath. Now, normally, I would not think that it was a great thing that our church was all talking and speaking while we were in a service reading the Word of God. But in this case, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that our church has had the opportunity to congregate this way. Even though we can't meet in person, we are able to meet in spirit. And so I've been very thankful for the day and for the encouragement that I've heard from many of you throughout the day. I got two or three different emails this afternoon letting me know that members were checking up on other members and kind of how some things were going. And so I appreciate each of you doing that as well. I'm going to get into our message for tonight, our devotion for tonight, in just a moment. But let me share with you this one prayer request. One of our members, Mr. and Mrs. Grant, that have been with us for several years now. Mr. and Mrs. Grant have a nephew, a family member, that passed away from this virus. And so we want to be in prayer for their family. The man's name was Rodney, and so we want to pray for Rodney's family. I just want to mention that before we get into the message tonight. And if you want to pause this and take some time and pray for them as a family or as a couple, I encourage you to do that. I'm going to open us in prayer in a moment, and we'll pray for their family. But this crisis, this real challenge that we are facing as a community and a country is starting to creep into our lives personally. It's starting to affect certain ones that we know. And so we are praying for the Grant family and all of those that have been affected by this. If you've listened to or watched the news, which I'm sure many of you have, they expect that this week there's going to be a lot of bad news at times. But we are thankful that we serve a God who is in control, who gives mercy and who gives peace, even in times of trouble. So if you would, go with me for a moment in a word of prayer for their family and all of those that are being affected by this great problem that we face as really the human race and as a society today. Let's open with a word of prayer this evening. Father, we praise you for your goodness. We do not question your control. We do not doubt your sovereignty. But often our eyes are clouded to your plan. And so we pray, not just that you would show us exactly everything that you have planned for our future, but that you would show us yourself, that you would grant mercy and grace in times of trouble. We pray as a church specifically tonight for the Grant family and for this one, for Rodney's family, as he has passed away. We pray that you would guide and direct in their lives, be with those that have been affected by this, give great mercy and peace. We ask that you would guide and direct our church. Help us to reach out into our community and extend peace and humility and service through the grace and the mercy of Christ. Be with all of those that are serving, all of the officers, all of the nurses, all of the responders, so many that are researching and doing all these different things. We ask that their efforts would have a great impact, and that it would have an impact quickly, and that we would see relief from this physically. But in this moment, we pray that you would give us minds of strength, not of fear, but of power and a sound mind. And we pray that you would give us mercy in each of these situations, in each of these circumstances. And we pray this in your precious and holy name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I would tell you tonight to take your Bible and open to a certain passage, but I'm not going to do that. And don't worry, I'm going to be speaking from the Bible in a moment. In fact, I'm only going to be speaking from the Bible, not even my own words in tonight's sermon. And I'm as excited about this message as I have been most any message in the recent past, because I want to tell you something. You wrote tonight's message. You wrote tonight's sermon. You say, well, how did we do that? How did we write tonight's sermon? How did we come up with these notes or these different things? Well, this morning, as we were congregating and speaking with each other on Facebook and on YouTube and watching and singing and worshiping together, you remember that I asked you to put a passage of Scripture that had impacted your life this week. And I asked you to put that up there, and some of you put it in quotes, and some of you put the whole verse, some of you put a whole chapter. And many of you shared what God had used in your life this week to strengthen you, to give you mercy, to show you grace in a time of need and in this crisis, this trial that we are facing. And I tell you, it was encouraging. I did not ask you to put those passages with this message tonight in mind. Kind of had a different devotion that I've been thinking about for this evening. But this afternoon, I took a little time because things were going so quickly this morning, the comments, that it was hard. I couldn't follow along with all of them at the same time. And so I went back, and I just wanted to look at that particular section. And so I glanced through and scrolled through the comments and looked at verses that our church people submitted and said, these have impacted us this week. And as I began to read them, they kind of connected in different ways. And the Lord used them in my life to encourage me. Most of them are passages that I have not been in or studied this week. And so I am grateful and thankful that you submitted those because they've encouraged me. Well, as I read that, I thought, well, if they encourage me, surely it would encourage someone else too. I'm going to share some more of these this evening. And then as we went through, the Lord sort of kind of put some things in my heart and mind as I was reading and showed me some different connection between them. And so tonight, all that we're going to do, the only thing we're going to do for tonight's sermon and message, is read the verses that you submitted this morning. Now, what I've done is I've gone through, I didn't take the time to put names or attach names to different verses, but I tried to get literally every verse that was submitted, most every verse that was submitted this morning or that was commented on this morning. Now, some we read this morning live. We won't be reading those again. Some of them I may have missed a comment here or there. And if I missed one of your verses, I'm sorry for that. Some people commented and put a whole chapter down. And if that was the case, then we took different selections. I took different selections from that chapter and kind of incorporated them into tonight's message. And so here's what I want to do. We're going to put these up on the screen there in the corner. Hopefully you can read that. And I am going to just read the verses that you submitted. The Word of God, the Bible says, is quick. It is alive. It is powerful. It is sharp as a two-edged sword. It pierces our hearts. It moves in us far more than man's words or a preacher's words could ever move in our hearts. The Word of God, God's living Word, the words of Jesus, move in our hearts and change our lives. And so tonight, as you watch, I hope that you're gathered with your family. If you want to cheer when your verse comes up in a moment on the screen, say, yeah, that's the verse that I put. That's fine. You can do that there in your home. If you want to try to write these things down, I'm going to try to post these in a document with a link to a document underneath the video on our YouTube page and on our website. So you can go on and click this and read through it later as you'd like with these verses put together in this order and in this way. Because as I go through, if you try to write them all down, I don't know that you're going to be able to follow along. And so instead of writing them down as I go, I'll put that document up there and you'll be able to kind of read through those pages and see some of what God's Word has to say to us and how it has been working in our life this week. So I'm going to do my best to read through this and read through it fluently. And to do that, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to read every reference because I don't want to break up and make it kind of monotonous and make it kind of, I want it to have the flow of God's Word, and we're going to just walk through it. The references will be there on your screen as we read them, but I'm not going to say the reference out loud. I'm simply going to read these verses and let God's Word work in our heart. And after we have read these verses, we will pray, and then there'll be some singing that will come, and you can sing along with what is on the screen, and Brother Young and those that lead us in our singing, and then we'll be finished for tonight. But I hope that this is an encouragement to you. I hope that this is a way, one, that you can stay engaged. We'll continue to do some of these things, but this was encouraging to my heart today, and I thought it was just too good not to share with you. And so we're going to walk through these verses together. Okay, ready? The first verse there, you have it listed. It's Isaiah 43:5. I'm going to start reading, and then we're just going to read through these verses. It's going to take several minutes, so buckle up and listen to the Word of God. Ready? It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor for yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought then for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. The earth shook, The heaven also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't God's word so powerful? Isn't God's word the thing that can move and melt our hearts of stone? Isn't it God's word that can work in us to calm our fears, to shut out the darkness that has crept into our lives, to shine a bright and shining light of the gospel into the darkest part of our minds and souls and rinse it clean of doubt? God's word works and moves in our lives. It has moved and worked in the life of this church this week. Those verses God has used to work in the people of Landmark Baptist Church. And so this week, as we face another week very similar to the weeks that we have just had, we don't know what is coming. We don't know what we will be told. We don't know what is going to happen with each moment and every day of our lives for these next few days, for these next few weeks, and for these next few months. We don't know what will happen at any point in our life, but we know this, that the word of God stands like a rock undaunted. It cannot be moved. And so this week, if it has encouraged you to hear these verses just strung together from God's word, and you say, well, I haven't felt like that God's word hasn't been moving in me, get in God's word this week. I could challenge you in no better way tonight. I could preach 100 sermons tonight and we could stay here for hours. However, it would do nothing like the Holy Spirit moving and working in your heart because you have given yourself to the Word of God, spent time with Him alone. Let Him cleanse your mind and subside all those doubts and fears. The Word of God is peace. The Word of God brings victory. And so tonight, I hope that the Word of God has encouraged you. I'm praying for you, church. I love you. I hope that you'll be encouraged this week. If there's anything that you need, you let us know. We'll do our best as a church to serve each other. Have a wonderful evening. God bless. Lord, we love you. Praise you for your Word. We praise you that as we come to your Word, it is perfect. We know we do not have to doubt, but we only have to have faith and trust it. We know that it can work in our lives, and we pray that it would be an encouragement to our souls today. I thank you for the verses that were submitted and commented on this morning and how they have worked. They just seem to flow together and work together for our good in our lives, for the good of our hearts, and for the glory of our Savior. May we see Jesus tonight. May we love Him. May we fall in love all over again with the Lord Jesus, because even in spite of circumstance and in spite of tribulation, we know that you have overcome the world. We pray for victory first in our minds and hearts this week, that spiritually we would have victory over sin. And then we also pray for victory physically. Bind the work of Satan, bind the work of those things that are evil. Move aside the things that are harming and hurting our lives. But in spite of them, help us to trust you. And we pray this in the powerful, wonderful name of Jesus, the very Word of God. Amen.
God be the glory. God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, to yield in His life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. His hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sin nor sorrow e'er can come. I'm trusting to unseen hand that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story, saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand, I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand.